And another thing I wanted to talk about today. Hey, it's part two, episode two, podcast number two, whatever you want to call it. Dos, zwei. Zwei is two in German. I think I took 2 years of German. I remembered how to count to 10. Ein, zwei, drei, vier, folk. Easy with that one. Ein, zwei, drei, vier, folk, sechs, sieben, auch, neun, zehn. There you go. 10 to German. Hey, here we go. All our German friends, a shout out for you. Auf Wiedersehen. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast in German, in Spanish, however you want to translate it. Just let me know. We'll do it that way. But passion is the universal language. And you know that. If you don't do anything with passion, you're done. You're sunk. You might as well just go to the J-O-B and sit in the cubicle and take orders from the loser, the supervisor who kissed enough of the backside that they got promoted. And now they're your boss, but we all know that boss is double S-O-B spelled backwards, and that is why you never want to be a part of somebody else's plans. Hey, lessons from the craps table. Can I give you lessons? You know I like to play craps. I find myself at the Horseshoe Casino here in Cincinnati quite often. Don't worry, folks. Not gambling the rent money. No problem here. But boy, what a great people watching event. I'll tell you what, two places you can watch people, and it's just, you sit there, it's like, get your popcorn ready. The mall and the casino. The casino is by far, I mean, it's way number one. The mall's not even a close second. I mean, the mall's crazy. I mean, you get some really crazy stuff going on there. Mom screaming and yelling at kids, spouses fighting, kids running around. It's just crazy, right? And then, oh, don't forget about the kiosk. Like, I'm walking down the middle of the mall, and it's like walking in New York City with the panhandlers. Hey, you want to try a mint? Hey, you want to throw this frisbee 700 feet down and watch it boomerang back to your head? Hey, you want to try on a pair of slippers at Bart Simpson? Hey, look at this coin that you can use as a key holder, and it also opens up a can of beer for you. It's like, come on, man. It's like, when did the mall get populated with all these different kiosks? Cotton candy, sir? No. I don't want any of that. Just let me walk through the mall. That's all I want. I'm getting older. Getting a little more ornery, you know, be 48 at the end of June. I don't want that stuff, man. 24 maybe, but I don't want to sign up for your fitness membership right now. It's annoying, right? I want my walk through the mall to be my walk through the mall, right? Peaceful. Like I'm at a park, like I'm in a concrete park. That's what I want, with just a bunch of stores there. Just me in my concrete park with my stores. So I'm at the casino and craps table. I'm not going to get into how craps works, but let's just say there's a cold table and a hot table. A hot table is, ooh, man, everybody's winning. The roller's rolling the dice. Craps is made up of just throwing a dice, baby. And just thinking about it gets me all nuts to get down there. So anyway, but I don't have a problem. So the table was ice cold the other day when I was down there. And I typically go during the day because I got four kids and they're at school. And here's my thing. My reward for doing a good day's work, a hard day's work, is to go blow off a couple hours. In the summertime, I am not inside. But in the wintertime, when it's cold here, like it is in Cincinnati, I go downtown or, you know, whatever I got to do. So I'm down there, and it's only an hour. It's like on my lunch hour. It's just fun. It's my reward. I can do it. You know why? Because I don't have a boss, and it's awesome not having a boss. Can you imagine? Hey, boss, heading out to lunch, going to go throw craps. I'll be back in an hour. What? Yeah, maybe blackjack. I don't know, roulette. You got any money? Want me to throw something on red for you? You're fired? Okay. So I'm at the casino. And this guy is miserable. Table's cold. It's just cold. Tables get hot. Tables get cold. Blackjack table, roulette, whatever. Craps, doesn't matter. The craps table is ice cold. And everybody's losing, okay? Myself included, but look, I'm 10 bucks here or there. Doesn't matter, you know? This guy's down a lot. Like, I've seen people. I saw one guy, and no joke, a couple weeks ago, blew through $5,000 faster than you can say gambling problem. Okay, blew through it all. $5,000, you know, right now, betting $1,000 on every number. I mean, literally, it maybe less than 20 minutes, maybe like 10 minutes. I'm like, wow. Holy, can you imagine $5,000? Now, you can win that much that fast, too. It just table wasn't hot when he happened to catch on it. So this guy leaves our table and goes to another table because, you know, this is a cold table. I'm going to go find a hot one. Okay. There's four to choose from. One of them, it's not even busy enough to open, so there's only three to choose from. So he goes over to the hot table. Guess what happened? Oh, you guessed it. Ding, 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 ding. He loses over at that table. Damn table. So he comes back to our table. And no kidding, man. When he left our table, it got hot. When he came back, it got cold again. I don't know what to tell you, man. It's equivalent to being in the left lane. You got on a three-lane highway, and traffic is going a lot slower than you'd like it to. So you jet on into the middle, and then the people on the left pass you. So you get back into the left, and then the people in the middle pass you. You should have just stayed in the same damn lane, you know? It's like, stay in your lane and just deal with it, you know? So you're going to juke and jive. You know what I'm talking about. Either you've been that person or you've been in front of that person's behind you, and they're swerving over to the right and swerving over to the left, and they're trying to get middle lane, left lane, right lane, and you all end up at the exit at the same time. Same thing at the craps table. This guy's going from table to table to table, trying to find the hot table, trying to find the winner, trying to get a, like, dude. Finally, I just said to him, and this almost, I almost met my demise because I probably shouldn't have said anything. Like, dude, just stick it out here. You know, table's going to be hot. It's going to be cold, but it'll come around. Yeah, he wasn't really looking. He was probably 40 years old, blue collar guy. I think he was on his lunch break too. All right. And he had a flannel shirt on, some work boots, probably had a few days of unshaven face there. And he looked at yours truly like, you know what, buddy? The only thing preventing me from punching you as hard as I can in the cranium is all these video cameras that are pointed at us. So just the look he gave me alone, I just said, or not. Okay, you can do whatever you want to do. Hey, I'm Sam. And that was it. Never talked to me. And guess what happened? Table went cold again. He left. I stayed. Table got hot again. And all this is going on in the span of an hour. I mean, we're not talking, 8 hours. We're talking 1 hour, all right? He's going from table to table, hot to cold, hot to cold. He picked every cold table there was. Like, if this guy's showing up, he's like the Grim Reaper. This guy shows up at your table, leave. Just leave because you know it's going cold. And that's what we do in business, you know? I'll try this. I'll try that. This isn't any good. No, you're no good. Hey, but we don't want to hear that, you know? Stick around, right? Your focus isn't good. Follow one course until successful. That's the acronym for focus, F-O-C-U-S. Follow one course until successful. Don't keep jumping around like a hot bubble on a skillet, man. Just stay where you are. If you really love that, like I love the camaraderie though, man. I just love talking to people, hanging out. People, they throw the dice, you know. I'm not a very good dice thrower. I like to hear people's stories. A lot of people are interesting, man. They're interesting. And if you get it, you know, in the right environment, it's just great, man. Being alive is awesome. You know, whether you're at the gym, the casino, the mall, wherever it is, get to meet people. And if people treat you like crap, just like that guy did, move away. Find somebody else. But boy, in business, don't be jumping from this to that to this to that. Is it good to be diversified? Yeah, of course. Of course. Invest in different things. Try different things. Do different things. But why don't you stay with one until you see a little bit of success before you move to the other? Because if you've ever read Think and Grow Rich, you know the analogy, right? You're 3 feet from gold. You're 3 feet from gold. Keep digging, keep digging, keep digging. You're right there, man. You're right there. Don't leave the table. Don't leave. I promise you, it's going to get hot again. Are you with me? Are you with me? Head on over. The best in audio motivation. Go to 6days.net. Take advantage of your special audio program. Sam Crowley, may the dice be with you. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.